the land of my birth, which foreigners don't know. I passed through depression and starvation to be where I am in my profession. So Tobago, I am thankful to you. I will never be ungrateful. I say thanks, thanks, thanks. I thank my mother, my school teacher, my neighbor, my father, my brother, my sister. So you see, Tobago, I thank thee. Woo! Barabarom, barom, baranda. Bere berom, berom, baramba. Bamba, bidu. I thank thee, mother of Tobago. Tobago being recognized anywhere you go. And I am sure you'll be more than glad to know that the mother of Tobago is Trinidad. I thank Trinidad for my education, making me Tobago most recognized woman. I say thanks. I thank Trinidad for my protection since 1970 revolution. So you see, Trinidad, I thank thee. Baramba, berebarom, berom, baramba. Oh yeah, 1978. I thank thee. I am not forgetting Barataria, where I grew up with my adopted mother. And I cannot forget all my fans who support me in my profession. I thank all the musicians who play my calypso in brass and pan. I say thanks, thanks, thanks. And my spiritual Baptist religion who make me, oh yes, spiritual wisdom. So you see, I thank thee.
Well, when you hear that, you know that you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that bring you the oldies.
That's of all R&B show, disco, funk, that's of all reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
You are?
DJ Storm.
He is?
Angel.
And today is?
Sunday.
It's Thanks Sunday. Okay.
Your Thanksgiving Sunday.
Okay, okay. I'm playing with you. I am playing with you. Angel!
Flap, 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 flap. Hey, good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon, good afternoon. For those who are celebrating Thanksgiving and those who have their opinion on what Thanksgiving really is, should I say happy Thanksgiving to you also? And at least we kick off with panelers, that's right. Panelers doing mere fighting. So you see how I start off. Mere fighting. All right. So people, the fighting, I know everybody had the differences. Even this holiday here, it's given. It's a holiday given, it's law, but we're still fighting amongst ourselves what really Thanksgiving and how it came about and stuff like that. All right. So Sister P, outside the weather, I seen the sun poking out, man.
Fighting.
I tell you, boy, I start off with a good tune there, boy.
No, but it's more than pleasant. I remember other Thanksgivings where there was a lot more colors on the tree, but nonetheless, the weather is nice for nice walks. There was a time that I used to walk on Thanksgiving Sunday when I lived with my mom. But now, you know what? It has been the cooking whole day. And I actually really enjoyed it because I paced myself and I have stopped being the everyday cook. Give me the high holidays.
Yes, I see. I see a takeover. I see a takeover from mom. So, you know, it's all about it. You see, that's what I'm saying. Life goes on. You see now? You see how you come and you doing the Thanksgiving before, you know, we waiting until the showdown to rush over to get the turkey leg and all stuff like that after boom boom time, of course. But now look at it. And so life is.
That's why it is bittersweet because, you know, you would, of course, want things to be the same, and then things are different. Indeed, there have been many things that's served to remind me that, you know, mommy is dead. And as you said, life goes on. But then there's also been, not all of it has been tearful. There have been a lot of laughter. I get lots of jokes.
So what did I have to do? Same thing. Life goes on, right? You get your jokes and you get... And in there will be sorrow. And with sorrow, we have birthday greetings.
Oh, yeah.
We have a good bit. Boy, we have greetings like we have some real people born in this month. So we have that to come on. And then we have DJ Storm here ready to let go for the visitors who never heard about DJ Storm. Well, you're gonna actually, if you tune in, that's what I'm saying, if you tune in to on this dial 90.3 FM CKUT, you're gonna hear DJ Storm doing her thing, and we are the welcome visitors because I sure that people came down.
And if usually there used to be 150, where we know 50 people are well enough, are vaccinated, or they are okay in how they are with their immune systems to come, because this was once their home, never mind, you know, the politics or whatever or whoever would always seek to try to make you feel or destabilize you, make you feel it's not your home. But home is where you choose to make it and how you make it. I know somebody's having a big week. This week, you know anybody having a big week?
I know who's that, but...
Well, I know on Friday, the 15th of October.
Friday, you're talking about?
Friday, the 15th.
Friday?
Yes, Friday coming. Or as they would say, tomorrow, Friday. There is somebody who's turning 18.
Ooh.
Let that sink. Let's say that again. There's someone who's turning 18. I tell you, we have to gargle. I remember a certain person, Storm, Zene, Dylan, Moore. It was a Thanksgiving, and I decide I paint in, and we painting all over. I got a power tool. I using the power tool. I doing all sorts of things, nesting, because the decision was made that we would take, go in and take Storm because there were some challenges. And I said to them, well, no, not on the Monday, because since I have to fast 24 hours, I want to have my Thanksgiving dinner and then fast and then the Tuesday. October 15, 2003, this little nearly 3-pound baby, nearly. I hold her in the one hand and call her. Look at the little rat baby. I used to juke her up because for someone so small, she well kick. And so we know it 18 years. Don't watch the size. She more than kicking, and she's here to stay. DJ Storm! So what you doing for your 18th?
Concert.
A concert?
Yeah.
What kind of concert?
Virtual.
A virtual. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Will you come on the live?
On the live?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are going to do what?
I'm a virtual concert October 16th.
So what's happening in this concert? Talk to me, I want to get your chat. Come. What's going on?
There will be a lot of surprises.
Okay.
A lot of artists.
A lot of artists. And so everybody in Montreal could join in?
Yeah.
How are they going to join in?
On the live.
Where is the live going to be?
At West Can.
Okay, but they can't go to West Can. So how are they going to see the concert?
On Facebook.
And hopefully also?
On YouTube.
YouTube Live and Facebook Live. I know you want to keep a lot of the surprises, but can you at least talk about the DJs? Tell me, who's going to DJ?
Nicholas, maybe.
Yeah, Drew, he's there.
Drew.
Yeah.
Stitch.
Yeah. And who else?
Maddie, maybe.
Okay, and who else?
DJ Storm.
Hey, you're going to play?
Yeah.
Go on. All right, so that's all you're going to give away?
Yeah.
All right, and what do you think the first important thing you're going to do when you're 18?
Vote.
Hey! The paper came this week and her name is on it. Her name, Storm Zenay. They have everybody who's going to be over 18.
Easy.
Them no people business, come me never call and tell them, but, you know, hey.
Yep, they know. They know what you're doing.
So then as soon as your birthday is over, we're going to have to start talking about candidates. We had one candidate last week, right? Yeah. Stephanie Henry King.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hopefully hear from some of the other parties. And then you're going to vote. You voted once before. Not really. You didn't mark the X, but you and a special somebody went in the booth, so you've seen the voting booth before.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Grandma.
Yeah, you went to, was that Le Manoir?
No,
Mackay. Mackay Center, that's right.
Yeah.
Go on. So now what kind of music are we having today?
Calypso.
And?
Osoka.
Why are you sounding strange like it's not you? Oh, I see. It's 1 week left of Baby Storm. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like talking today?
No.
Okay. So listen, before we take the mic, we have some big people. Tapanaris.
Yeah.
Beloved people who we're going to sing happy birthday for. So the big one for me is Barry Clark. He used to be the bishop of Montreal. He was probably, Hollis was a good bishop, but Barry Clark was, for me, the best bishop because everybody grew with him out of St. Paul's Church. And if he wasn't Caribbean when he got there as a very young man, you know, by the time we were at St. Paul's 80th birthday, me and him boogieing down and you and him boogieing down, he was definitely Caribbean. So he has a huge birthday. Another titan in the carnival arts is Henry Antoine. Uncle Henry is going to have a big birthday as well. Jesse Jones, Denise Jones's son. We also have Mitch Julian, a one-time former DJ here in Montreal. Paul Green from the band that backs up everybody who came to Reggae Fest. Rodney in Trinidad. Montreal's Ashley Belmer. So there's lots of people. Patrick Watson, who produced the song for you. Vince Clark, a well-known Boom Boom Time listener. And Pete Douglas also celebrated birthdays. And Jason Blackbird Selman, Deandra Francis, Fabian Donglad, Marcia Burrell, lots of Simone Carter, right, Miss Fashionista, Leroy Sancho from the Guyana Association, all these various people, Abby is tomorrow, and Duke Eatman and the rest of them are in the following months. And I guess because you're Friday, we have to, I guess it's me and you singing for all of them?
No. She had to sing too because it have three girls, right? And I must say that, boy, I had to big up the boy in the hollows, boy.
Eh?
All right?
Oh, God.
I even that right there, the hollows man, right? It had around, they born the same, it had one born the same day with Storm.
Yes.
Right? And then we have...
Cocoa Puff.
Okay. And then we have Charlene Kalinda.
Uh-huh. Kalinda's... yes.
And of course, We Wonder. You know, who we just call We Wonder.
You tell me, because there's even someone even as big, if but not Cecilia, bigger than the Cecilia, Bishop of Montreal, you know.
Is Cecilia Grant? Is it her grand?
Cecilia. Oh, yeah, Cecilia's granddaughter.
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
those four.
They're all born within days of each other. Yep, they all turn 18.
Those four.
But the big one, a Bishop, you're big, but this one is even bigger. Joseph Mata.
Oh, yes. And she's the oldest, too.
She is the eldest.
She is auntie. The eldest and the oldest.
You remember Auntie and you cutting the cake?
Yeah.
Right?
So you are the same happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Way, Auntie Marjorie, I hope you having all the birthday people.
How old Auntie Marjorie is, boy?
Boy, I mean, I know, but she's up there. She well up there.
She after the 90s, right?
Yeah, and the tongue's still sharp. Right? I spoke to her this week. She not easy, Auntie Marjorie.
She's batting, man. Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Batting.
Celebrating her life. So, DJ Storm, well, it's all about you now. You know, you had to make all them people dance and enjoy yourself.
Because it's Miami Carnival as well.
Yes, and them people in Miami having a good time. And I like how they have everything on lockdown. They go through protocol. And I actually like what I see. People, you see, Miami people and them people are different than them Trini and thing. You understand?
But I hope,
they're taking this thing serious.
Really serious because...
They ain't playing. If you don't have your vaccine, they're testing you. Hey. And they take 10 minutes before the results come. And if you ain't...
take your this and that and Georgie Bundle and come on. I mean? But and even more so, I'm interested in knowing if anybody from... the various Montreal Carnival community here is there witnessing or in touch on how you do it.
Well, you see, it should have people in camp. Is now, according to how Miami Carnival is different than everybody else Carnival. Because people Carnival is be on the streets, right? Mm. Remember, Miami Carnival is in this big-ass park. This park is huge.
Notwithstanding, right? I think that there will be similarities and differences. But no matter what, you have to produce a large event during the pandemic time where there are people vaccinated or not. It still warrants... We may never go back to the old normal, a lot of which wasn't good, but in forging a new future, research and its grassroots that is going to dictate. Never mind the government and them doing that.
But the only research they could really do there is having everybody come in this big open park like Miami. Now, if you don't like Trinidad, don't have that. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have that, right? Toronto wouldn't have that, right? You see, because it's free, it's outside New York, everybody's outside. But in Miami now, you could control it. Whereas, like if you're going to a football game or a basketball game, you have to produce vaccinated, you know, otherwise you cannot come in.
Well, remember, Carnival, so, yes, is the road. The king and queen is very important. That is something that could be controlled. That needs to come back.
Yeah, that
here.
Could come back. Panorama could come back.
Panorama, too. Or what we used to do, could come back. And the kiddies. The kiddies is crucial now more than ever, because you recognize, see, there's a lot of people whose kids still haven't played. Many of our kids who did, a lot of them are in their 30s and 40s. So that, so that we can make sure that Carnival or Caribbean Arts is going to grow and keep going on in the generation, you have to start with the kids. The road will take care of itself, because they already have, look in Ottawa, they had the Electronica concert and 20,000 people were there, right? I mean, here nor see no newspaper thing that says somebody dead from going to that. So much more a road. Anyways, it is what it is. I started, cost me say where you want, say, guess what? Sister P gained 7 pounds. My back broad, me can't take it chatting. But it's all about the music nonetheless. And let's play some music. Let's get this dancing. Auntie Marjorie, I want a picture. A Bernard, take a picture and send it to me that you're dancing. All your birthday people, I want to see pictures. Get it over to me. You're dancing. You're dancing. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom.
Time.
Boom Boom.
Time.
Boom Boom.
Time.
We're going to have a?
Time.
Well, okay.
Boom Boom time.
All righty. You know some of you cooking your Sunday dinner as the show going, right? All righty. Angel, come down with it.
Tonight the black man feeling the party. and then we do a little oi.
Yes, you're listening to DJ Storm. DJ Storm doing our thing in Montreal. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Woman, one who really loves.
Thanksgiving all day, and I know it's a lot of teasers. So all them teasers, show your colors.
From inside the people fed, we dance all night until we wet. But when I ask you for your number, you have a negative answer. Girl, you ain't nothing but a teaser, a dirty, dirty teaser. I love the way you dance the soca, but you ain't nothing but a
Rough, all I got. I need some hugs, yes, I need you back tonight. I wanna hold you down, 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 and make everything alright. You want me throwing the flag on a bumper, but I can't jump out for lover. I can't jump out, I love you.
We should be a bacchanal couple.
Don't we do that?
Get high, get mad, get wild, get lost in a bottle. Beat up a bottle. We should be a carnival couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You my energy craving. I was that misbehaving badly.
You love it when daddy reach. Daddy reach. It's real love, jam, Mr. Bang Bang Bang. I hope you can handle the jam when daddy reach. Daddy reach.
Look at me.
Girl, I'm your worker. Work me over, work me over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep control.
and all my brethren, them used the red lime. And even when money was low, we were still fine. Cause we used to say that all our we go live big time, big time. So when I step inside a pet, you don't have to ask me who I'm rolling with or if I here with my family. If I on the road in Barbados or Miami or even in Trini, you know who with me? I'm here with my friends.
COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons, but if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them, and that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Want to say hello to Lorna Fenty? Want to say props for your notes this morning.
Fenton, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Laura Fenton. That's right. She's not a beige and she's a yardie. Hey, you see your face?
Ghost storm.
That's why you're here, you know, because you're my memory. You are my memory. I also want to say hi to Sal, because we met Sal yesterday at the West Can pop-up shop yesterday. And I think there was also another listener. Hopefully the name will come back to me. I have to write it down sometimes. But it's nice to meet your listeners who you don't know at all, right? And they recognized, well, the voice. I was talking to someone and he said, that voice. That's why I stopped Rob Banks, you know. Because the moment you go stick up, it's Sister P, come on, Robbie, back, you know. I stop. Anyway, there's, I feel like I have more people to shout out, but I can't think of it right now.
I want to shout out Pete Douglas, because I know you're going through.
Same
thing with a sister. So Pete, boss, hold on, boss, what are you going to do?
I tell you. I have nothing to say, eh? But I will say I'm going to big up my Spencer, my darling Spencer. Spencer, this Tuesday, Spencer's coming. It's like when you know teacher is coming and you've been working on your work and they come to your desk with the red pen to come and correct and to do whatever it is they have to do, right?
Right, a teacher coming on.
You know, I hope Wheezy can join us. I want to big up Wheezy as well. And Howard Franklin, Montgomery Carr. I'm going to hear you this long time.
But you wasn't around because yesterday you're busy. Last week you went, these Saturdays you're not there. So I used to have to fold you in. Most of the time, because...
But somebody tell me, send me, we just chat people business, pan boom boom time.
Who people business we chat?
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah.
And you know what? to see how he have another name, right?
Is it Howard or Coward?
Thank you. I'm a husband. I read my mind, right? He decided that he was going to, but you see, but True Storm, you know, is a promoter, and the promoter called yesterday, was